It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, the Federal Communications Commission will vote on reforms that will impact the E-Rate program, which helps deliver funding for internet access in schools and libraries. This week in Manhattan, we found Garrett Beal Robinson. He says the library is essential to his daily internet use.
The library is the only place that I go online. I go to New York Public Library every single day.
So what about these reforms and what could they mean? For more on this stuff, let's go to Brian Fung, tech reporter at The Washington Post.
Well, E-Rate is a program that provides federal subsidies for broadband connectivity for schools and libraries. It's a program that spends roughly $2.4 billion a year. And schools and libraries take the money and they funnel it into things like Wi-Fi routers and internet service from ISPs like Verizon and Comcast.
So talk to me about this FCC vote on reforms and how these reforms might change the way all this is carried out.
Right. So one of the big proposals that's on the table right now is to spend a lot more money on expanding Wi-Fi in schools and libraries.
Uh-huh.
For instance, with libraries, one of the big things that they're used for now is for applying for jobs online or applying for unemployment benefits. And so the theory is that if you enhance Wi-Fi at these facilities, you're going to serve people a lot better than they're currently getting served.
Brian Fung, technology reporter for The Washington Post, who has been looking at this. Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You remember us talking about the buzzy, much-maligned Yo app, right? It lets you and your fellow Yo app users trade one simple message back and forth. You Yo, I Yo, we all Yo Yo. The app's been criticized for its silliness and hacking vulnerabilities. But the week it launched, we talked with our friend Will Aremus at Slate, and he brought up an interesting point made by tech investor Mark Andreessen. Yo is sort of like how some people in India use missed calls on a cell phone to denote meaning without a data charge.
They'll dial and then hang up, and the other person will just see that they have a missed call. And that means something. You know, they've agreed in advance what it means when you get a missed call from me. Andreessen said, look, this is similar. This is a way of formalizing and consumerizing this concept of the missed call.
Okay, now get this. Yo is being used right now in the Israel-Palestine conflict. It's been tweaked to work with another app called Red Alert Israel, created to warn users of rocket attacks in Israel. See, Yo has a bigger user base in the country, and so it can reach more people to warn them of attacks in real time with a simple message of Yo that comes from Red Alert Israel. In Gaza, Palestinians use Twitter hashtags like #airstrike to update attacks from Israel in real time. The reason behind the need for this utility, tragic for both sides, but the utility itself, keeping people safe, is compelling. All right, it's Silicon Tally time, and this week we thought we'd make it a World Cup Silicon Tally. You've heard us talking about all the tech being used in Brazil this summer. Well, a guy in Brazil who knows a little bit about soccer is Nando Vila. He's vice president of programming at Fusion and one of the hosts of the show Soccer Gods. Nando, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the World Cup's tech news?
I was born ready.
All right, I got a number for you. 14 high-speed cameras.
The number of cameras on the sidelines of a typical World Cup match.
You're close. Instead of the sideline, I'm actually talking about the goal line. It's the number of cameras used in goal line technology deployed during this year's World Cup.
They finally instituted the goal line technology. It was a huge source of frustration for millions of fans everywhere for many, many years that they didn't have that.
All right, you got something for me? Hit me.
3.5 million unique viewers.
We're all watching on ESPN the game between Argentina and the Netherlands.
That's an excellent guess. It's actually the number of people watching the USA-Belgium game on ESPN's streaming service.
What do you think? How do you watch?
Here in Rio, we watch mostly either in our apartment on the ESPN Brazil broadcast, or we go to the stadium.
Well, you are a lucky man for being able to do that. I got another one for you here. You ready?
Cool.
170 by 20 meters.
Is that the size of the field, of the pitch?
The number that I'm looking for is actually, this is the size of the stadium LED panel at the Arena de Sao Paulo, the largest in the world, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, the only one I've seen is the stadium here in Rio, the Maracanã, which is one of the most historic stadiums in soccer. But their LED screen, the quality of the image is astounding. It's really an amazing thing to see in person. All right, so I got another stat for you.
All right, hit me.
35.6 million tweets.
I think I know this number, and this is the number of tweets generated during the last game in this contest that the United States played, and it was the most number of tweets attached to a sporting event ever.
You are incredibly close. Your America-centric bias got the best of you.
Oh, no!
The world is a very large place, and you know, a USA game is actually quite insignificant in the grand scheme of soccer. It was actually the number of tweets generated during the Brazil-Germany semifinal, and it was the most tweeted sporting event in Twitter's history.
Nando Vila is Vice President of Programming at Fusion and host of Soccer Gods. Nando, thank you very much for playing along.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're going to play along with us, right? You should. There's a special listener version of Silicon Tally at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.